Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are talking about the rapturing faith. He said, examine yourself if you be in the faith. If you are going to go in the rapture, then watch the fruit of the spirit you have. And some of them are given in the scripture. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Let's read up to verse 26. Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit, you see, it is when the fruit is formed. This is the fruit of the spirit. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections and lusts. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk. You see, the life we live, walk in the spirit. Number 26. And one of the things that must not be found among us, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Fruit of the spirit. And if we go to Ephesians chapter 5, let's read up from verse 1, please, for emphasis. Let's read up to verse 17. Fruit of the Spirit. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Then he said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting. They bring comedians to the altar. Abba, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, see, that no whoremonger, a whoremonger is another word for, it's a compound word for both man and woman that prostitute, sleep up and down with men and women. No unclean person, no covetous man. This uncleanness includes lesbianism and homosexualism and masturbation. You are involved in this, you are suffering from unclean spirits. No unclean person, nor covetous man, nor who is an idolater, has any inheritance. You cannot go in the rapture, the kingdom of Christ and of God. You can't go in the rapture. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Grace, grace, grace. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. For because of these things, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. It's because of fornication, uncleanness. It's because of all this lasciviousness. It's because of all this nonsense. That is why God is cleaning up this world with fire. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Don't join them to do those things. You say you want to go in the rapture. For you know your testimony. You were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit that will qualify you to go in the rapture is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And he added, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. A shame, very shameful thing. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. When the light comes, darkness hides away. For whosoever doth make manifest is light. And verse 14. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. The word of sin is a world of the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, because only the wise shall understand redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And finally, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And how will you do that? It's by studying the word to show thyself approved unto God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, if you will go in the rapture, this must be the stature of perfection. When Christ said, be ye perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. This is how Peter put the stature of perfection. We grow into perfection. In 2 Peter chapter 1, and let's read it from verse 2. Let's read it up to verse 12. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And the church will say, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, he has given it to us through the knowledge. You see, faith is knowledge, revelation of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts, and decide this. Now, this is where it is going now. Giving all diligence. This your Christian faith that you have decided to follow, add to that faith. What should you add to it? Virtue. Virtue here is telling you, make your Christian life, your Christian faith, make your faith attractive. Let somebody see you and want to be like you. Add to that your faith that you say you are not born again, you're a Christian. Let that your faith has virtue. Don't say you are a Christian. You're a Christian. Therefore, you will not dress well. Hi. Sister, dress well. Be attractive. Rub powder for your face. Yes. Put perfume. Brother, starch your cloth and iron it very well. Rub cream. Brother, have better haircut. Look important, because we are the most important human beings on earth. Don't look miserable. No. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Be happy. You don't have job and you are happy, you are making your faith to have virtue. Somebody want to come. I want to have this spirit that you have. Let's read on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. Because when you become attractive, somebody will want to know the secret of your faith. You should have knowledge. You should be able. Don't say, me, I don't know. Me, I don't be pastor. Me, I just go to my church. Oh. Me, I don't know. Me, I don't know. You must know. He said we should go into the world and preach the gospel. How can you preach what you don't know? Verse 6. So you must have knowledge. And now, add to that knowledge, what? Temperance, because knowledge sometimes pops up. Because you know who is the Antichrist. Any Catholic you see, you say Pope is the Antichrist, he will slap you. Temperance. Add temperance. And to temperance, add patience. Patience. If you don't have patience, you will live a miserable Christian life. And add to patience, godliness. What is godliness? Put God in mind every time. Whatever you want to do, let it reflect that you are a heavenly citizen. Godliness. And add to your godliness, brotherly kindness. Be kind to brothers, brethren around. And to brotherly kindness, the highest one is what? Charity. And he called it the bond of perfection. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence every day to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so, if you do these things, an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And verse 12, wherefore, Apostle Paul said, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Somebody say present truth. And the present truth is the end time message. And the present truth is the message of restoration. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the stature of perfection. And that is the image of Christ. The Bible in Romans chapter 8 verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. Our destiny as believers is to be conformed into the image of Christ. That's why we sing a song, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Oh, his wonderful passion and purity for the Spirit Divine. Oh, the Spirit Divine, oh, my nature refined. The beauty of Jesus is saved in me.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
Oh, never.
To be like Him.
To be like Him.
Oh, true life journey.
Oh, true life journey.
From glory to glory.
I only am to be like him. Do you even know how he looks like? You see his nose and his eye, the color of his skin? No. Serene and holy. Oh,
be them know.
That's the character.
On that I long to be like Him.
To be like Him.
My grace forgiven. And heirs of heaven.
And heir of heaven.
On that I
long
to be like Him.
Hallelujah. The rapturing faith is not by mouth. It's to submit yourself for God to prepare you for the rapture. Look at it here. No, he said, come to me. I always emphasize this. Come to me. Come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. The mystery of salvation. And I will give you rest. Come to me. But the same Jesus who said this in Matthew 11:28 came again in verse 44 of John chapter 6. He said, no one can come to me except the Father who sent me draw him. You see the mystery? If you're a Christian today, he is the one that draw you. And if he's the one that draw you, the Father draw you, hallelujah, there is an expectation. There is a process you will go through. Those he called. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's read verse 30. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 30. See those he called. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. Aye. Do you know how excited I feel to know that my name was written in the book of life from the foundation of the world? My destiny has been determined before I was born. Okay, let me not go into that. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. So it's not everybody he calls. But you say it's God that called you. He went further. And whom he called, them he also justified. Justify how? Glory be to God. What is justification? The estate that a sinner comes before God and stands as if he has never sinned before. And the Bible lets us know that we are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. By the shedding of the blood on the cross on Calvary. And he left an ordinance so that you'll understand why Jesus kept speaking things in parable, because only those the Father has given him should understand. And unless he decodes this thing to you, you will only be a religious person. And he decodes these mysteries and decodes these parables only to his elect. And they are the only ones he will open their understanding. If not, why didn't he just say, go and preach to all nations, baptizing them in my name? And that is where the process of justification is. Once you repent and you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you come out of that water. Every sin you have ever committed is remitted. But how many churches know the meaning of justification? If you don't know the meaning of justification, just say it. Just say it. You say it, and now you are born again. That is the greatest deception that Satan has established and instituted in the Church of Jesus Christ. That's why I preach the message and I title Salvation by Assumption. Many of us are saved by assumption. You are not to assume you are saved. You are to ensure you are saved. You have to ensure you are saved. You have to ensure you are your father's son. How will you know that you are your father's son? There is a DNA test. If there is a controversy, your DNA will show whether it's your father or not. Whether she's your mother or not. You apply to bring your parents to come to America so that they will also have their green card in America. They will tell you which hospital your mama or your papa should go for DNA test. They will tell you which hospital in America to go. Just bring the paper. They don't need anything. I need no other argument. I need no other plea.
Even that Jesus died and that he died for me. My faith has found a resting place. Cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from the in a sea of God forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are done.
All the way to Calvary
He went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went on the way to Calvary. He went for me.
Oh,
he died.
Let me free. That is justification. Hallelujah.
On the way to Calvary.
That is the justification for me.
Jesus went.
No more condemnation.
My Savior went. On the way to Calvary. On the way to Calvary. He went for me.
Oh.
He died to set me free.
He paid the debt.
He did not owe. I owe the debt. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. But now I've seen, a brand new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus pays the debt, the right to death. Oh, He paid the debt, He pays the debt.
He did not owe,
I owe the debt. I could not pay, I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can see a brand new swan, amazing grace.
Oh.
Lord Jesus paid the debt
that
I could never pay.
Oh, at the cross,
at the cross, at the cross, wherefore, and the borders of my heart,
that's where
and the
borders
of my heart, roll away. It was there by faith, it was there by
faith.
I receive, and now I'm happy, and now I am happy all the day.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
He's everything to me.
Oh, yes.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, he's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. Oh, his sorrows,
his
sorrows,
his
troubles, his troubles, is my say. He tells
me
every cares on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the brighter morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
There's not a friend like the Lord.
Holy, no, not to one.
No, not to one.
No, not to one.
No, not
to one. None else can heal.
None else can heal.
All our souls. No, not to one.
No, not to one.
No, not to one. No. Jesus knows, Jesus knows all about us. He will guide,
he will guide
till that
day.
There is not a friend,
there's not a friend.
I don't know me, no, not to us.
No,
not to us.
Jesus knows, he knows.
Jesus knows.
All about,
he will guide,
he will guide
till the day.
There is not a friend,
there is not a friend
like the lonely,
none as well, none as well.
Jesus
knows all about, he will guide. Till that day, there is not a friend,
there's not a friend
like the lonely, none as well,
none
as well.
Oh yes, my comforter,
Jesus is my comforter, Jesus is my comforter. I am not alone, I am not.
Jesus
is my comforter.
Jesus is my comforter.
I am not alone. I am not alone.
Say, say.
I am not alone.
My comforter.
Oh.
Jesus is my comforter.
He's my comforter.
Jesus
is my comforter.
Say,
I am not alone. Oh, I am not alone.
My comforter.
Jesus is my comforter.
Savior is my comforter.
I am not alone.
I'm rejoicing night and day.
As I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see.
Every day,
the reason of my bliss and the reason of my bliss. Yes, the secret all exists. That a comforter abides with me. He abides.
He abides.
He abides. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He abides. I'm rejoicing night and day. As I walk the narrow way, for the comforter
abides
with.
He abides.
Bye. rejoicing
night and day
as I walk
the narrow way.
For the cross abides.
Say, He abides.
Hallelujah.
I'm rejoicing night and day.
As I walk the way. For the comforter abides with me.
When peace like a river
attends my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll.
Oh.
Forever, my Lord, thou hast taught me to know. It is well with my soul.
You know, hallelujah. There is an anchor. When you get to know the mystery of the cross, justified, I stand before God as if I have never sinned before. The process through that ordinance of water baptism. And when you come like that, you come under the blood, and that blood can speak for you. For we overcome by the blood. Because that blood settles so many things. It settles a matter between God and man, and it settles the matter, or rather, it broke the power that Satan has over man. The power of the cross. That's what I kept emphasizing on Sunday here, as we come before communion. Communion now, they have destroyed all the sanctity, everything about communion. So people come for communion, they don't even, Satan, you try. See what the church has been reduced to. Church, that the man suffered what he suffered on the cross on Calvary to produce what we see today. It doesn't matter Christianity. It matters that time. It still matters now. And when you are walking in this rapturing faith with this expectation, Satan will do everything to frustrate you. It's only a true revelation that will keep you going. Hallelujah. It will try to buffet you here. Only true Christians suffer like that. People who compromise, he has gotten you. So he doesn't need anything again from you. But when you say you will stand, then be ready for battle. And that's why we come here every Friday. In this church, every Tuesday morning, every Thursday morning, every Friday night, even on Sunday, when we come, we take time to possess our possession by means of prayers. When I stand and pray with you, I am sure there is a God that answers prayer. That blood can never be in vain. And he tried to make you look gloomy, and he tried to make you look one kind, tried to make you look so that there will be no virtue in our faith. But my heart shall sing
when I pause to remember. A heartache is but a stepping stone along the trail.
Along the trail,
the swinging always on the troubled one. The troubled one.
It's not my final,
but on to them, but on to them. My heart will go on, see, on to them. with joy I'll carry on until the day. My eyes behold a city,
whoa,
until the day. Oh,
this weary world,
with all its toil and struggle,
they take its toil of misery and strife.
The soul of man,
that's where I am going,
is like a waiting
fire.
When it's released,
destined
for the sky. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day, my eyes behold a city. Until the day, God calls me. But until then, my heart will go on. Until then, with joy,
Until the day,
my eyes behold a city.
Oh.
Until the day, God calls me.
Again, auntie, there, sister. Whether husband or no husband, I will carry on. Money or no money. Let me hear the brothers. Auntie, there.
But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy, I'll carry on.
Until the day,
my eyes behold a city.
Until the day. Somebody is supposed to know in that verse 29 of Romans chapter 8 and verse 30 that I need to emphasize on, but I will hang it. I will continue next Friday because I need time to break it down so that you will know whether you are in the faith or not. I need to let you understand why. What qualified Esther? The story of Esther is the story of the rapture. The story of Rebecca is the story of the rapture. You need to know if you are ready, if you want to go in the rapture, so that you know what to take seriously. If I say baptism of the Holy Ghost, people are looking at anointing. It's more than anointing. More than anointing. Hallelujah. There is a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach the shore by faith decree. One by one we gain the portal there to dwell with the immortal. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me. Oh, don't you hear the bells now ringing?
Don't
you hear the angels singing? This is a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In the far of sweet forever, just beyond the shining river. When the ring, the golden bell, the sweet and mean song to hear. Don't you hear the angels singing? Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In the fire of sweet forever, just beyond on the shining river. When the ring, the golden bell for you and me.
Don't you hear? Tell your neighbor. Let me hear the brothers now. Don't you hear? Tell your neighbor. Don't you hear the bells? Hey. Now hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me, everybody.
Make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way. Yeah, in our midst, He's standing today. Tenderly saying, joyful, joyful, joyful.
Joyful,
with a meeting be. Well, from sin, a heart that pure and free, and we shall gather.
And we shall gather.
Oh,
joyful, joyful, joyful.
Joyful, joyful, with the meeting be. Well, from sin. A heart, a pure and free, and we shall gather,
Savior with thee,
in the entire world.
Hallelujah. I have a... My ministry is to take somebody here to heaven. Listen to what I'm telling you. When we cross the river one day, you will hug me. Hallelujah. Don't look at the way I say it. I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge. Even now, I saw something. And I saw a wedding ring. And I was getting worried. I am not talking about I must marry. What is this wedding ring? And the Lord is telling me, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is concerning somebody's salvation. Even now, he wants to marry somebody now. I saw it, a wedding ring, and I was wondering, I said, I'm not talking about marriage, I'm talking about going to heaven. Why shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. I will show you that expectant faith. I never finish, so there's something I need to show you. There's a posture of those in expectation. Hallelujah. Even now, you want to be baptized. That is what that ring is for. Come to the altar now. It's a spiritual marriage. We will baptize you now, now, now. We have the cloth. We have the water. And the ministers are ready to take inside the water. Concerning salvation, they don't waste time. How do you know whether when you live here now? Please sit down. Please sit down. Sit down just a few minutes. That wedding ring the Lord ministered to me is for somebody. Want to meet with somebody inside that water now. Come. Come to the Savior.
Make no delay.
Don't make any delay. Kneel down and talk to God. Talk to God. I want to be married to Jesus.
In a mist, He's standing today, tenderly saying, come, joyful, joyful. For with the meeting be,
talk to God.
Where from sin, a heart of pure and clean.
You will see something that will happen by the water side.
We shall come.
The Lord,
Savior,
we have a wedding. Spiritual wedding will take place
for this. Sing joyful, joyful. The meeting be, from sea, and we shall gather, Savior, oh Savior, with thee.
It is
the closing day of time. What joy that glorious hope upon that soon, oh wondrous truth sublime, He shall be King of kings and Lord of lords. Say it's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
Yes, it's coming.
Somebody is receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
With joy.
It may be night or noon.
Yes, we know.
We know.
Say it's coming.
This world is not my home.
I'm just there passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh Lord, you know.
I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Eternal life.
I want to live eternal life.
Lord, save my soul.
I want to live eternal life. God save my soul.
Eternal life.
I want to live eternal life. Oh, God save my soul.
When I
see the Lord,
when I see the blood of the Lamb. When I see the blood,
I will pass. Let me sing over you.
When
I see the blood. When I
see the blood.
Oh,
for atonement at the altar. Lord, the minister told me that wedding ring, and you told me it is your marriage wedding with somebody here. As they enter that water and come out, Father, open the windows of heaven. Give them eternal life. Give them the Holy Ghost. At the cross there, you shouted, "It is finished." Every problem that followed them inside that water, let it not come out of that water with them in the name of Jesus. Let this be among the testimonies for this night, Lord. Father, do your work again. Confirm what you did on the cross on Calvary. Thank you, Father. What you did to me that is making me stand confidently and speak, do it to every one of them today. Because they have surrendered totally unto you. Let your angel go by that water side, Lord, and receive them. Stretch forth your hand, Papa, and receive them. You said they should come. They have come. Now give them eternal life. Thank you, Father. And as from today, let the blood of Jesus speak for them. Before the throne of grace, let the blood of Jesus speak for them. Before the camp of the enemy, let the blood of Jesus Christ speak for them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Congratulations. Just follow these pastors. They'll give you cloth where you will change.